Opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pain and Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks. Sponsored by Pinnacle Medical Plus and Tony Shuler, I'm your co-host, Joe Dougherty. Sonny, how are you today, sir? I'm
doing great, Joe, in this beautiful but cold Tuesday.
I made some calls to see if I could get... You know, a little better weather out there, a little balmy. Yesterday I went to lunch with my good friend Chris Woods, and we planned on meeting down on Main Street, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing. It's, you know, Tony, you know, you're a business guy, and I know you've done a million meetings, but it must be weird not being able to just call somebody and say, yo, I'll meet you at this restaurant.
It's very weird because now it's a topic of discussion. Well, where are we going to meet?
Exactly.
Like, you actually have to put some thought behind it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It changes your whole marketing plan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so I say to Chris, you know, we're going to meet down there at Winnie's La Bus right outside. You know, and then I'm on my way down, and the dialogue I had on my cell phone as I was texting him, you know, are you you know, are they having any indoor dining? No, and I'm like, I'm reading it now.
Wear your heaviest coat.
See you at Winnie's at 1:30. Yes, I'll be okay. Cool. Do they have indoor dining? Nope. and then are people sitting outside? There's people out here, but it's cold. I get to the spot, and there's Chris outside, only in a sweater. He said, I thought the place was going to be, you know, have at least some dining. And we ended up going downstairs to the Longhorn and had a great meeting. But man, was it cold. And it's just not that simple. You just can't call somebody, you know.
Actually have to think about it by county, too. You know, we'll go to a different county.
Hold on. Sure. Hold on. You mentioned that. Chris Woods, this is his one email. It's so funny. He said, only the county has indoor dining. That's exactly what he said. And yep. But lucky, because now Banks Law is allowing everybody to do, as long as you're injured on the job, you can do all your meetings there. Am I right, Sonny?
Yeah, and you better bring your own food and drink.
Sonny, I said I wanted a diet Mountain Dew. But anyway, I know we have a great show. I know we're going to talk about a lot of things going on, we're going to have our guest. I think we're waiting for our guest to call in now. But until then, one of the things I'd like to talk about, obviously, is, you know, we've had COVID's back, and it's a very difficult.
Yeah, back with a vengeance.
Back with a vengeance. And there's so much going on, and it's impacting businesses like, you know, the hospitality. And it's really...
Well, listen, can the bars and restaurants take any more? I mean,
no.
You know, what's happening tomorrow? I guess what they're closing, or they're not allowed to serve drinks after 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
So from 5 p.m. Wednesday through 8 a.m. Thursday.
And what's weird about it is that it's not, like, in other words... There's a lot weird about it, okay? And you have people, Americans are not used to being said you can stay out or you can do this, and it's causing some adverse reactions across the board.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, there's this one particular person who happens to live in my house that's not reacting real well with it. I'm just thankful Sonny's not a divorce attorney and that she doesn't have easy access, because she's, you know, but I mean...
No, we're definitely people that are used to getting what we want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and one of the problems is that you have... Not everybody sees the press conference. In fact, probably one out of 50 people see it. You hear it secondhand.
Right.
You see it on TV.
Yep. Get somebody else's version.
That's right. And, oh, the governor said you're not allowed to do this. The mayor said you're not allowed to do this. And... It, you know, right away, communism's coming. You know what I mean? You know, and it used to be to me that there was no conspiracy theory that you could tell me anything, and I'm like, oh God, I got to get off of this conversation. You know, now nothing's off the table.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? Like, It's just it's crazy, and so times are, you know, extremely. It's coming back around. You got to wonder why, but you said it, Sonny. The hospitality businesses, the gyms. I don't know what me and Tony are going to do now. I'm in a panic.
You can't miss many more workouts. Huh?
Yeah, I can't. We got that competition coming up, and I've missed 18 years of working out.
That's great.
Got a lot of catching up.
I do. But I'll tell you what, if they let the calves do it, boom, I'm in. But being in those businesses, man, I mean, you know, I mean, it's hurt everybody. Don't get me wrong.
And you know, those the folks, they've tried to make changes, and they've tried to you know, go with the flow, but you know, the latest change is really devastating, because I didn't realize, but the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is their
busiest night
for selling alcohol.
I know, I was in the business.
That's right.
It's huge.
Yeah, you know firsthand.
When I first it was one of our biggest nights of the year. It was a, you know, I'll tell you one thing, after all this thing happened, if we can get through it, and I had one of the hospitality business owners on one of our shows last week. He owns a place called Bodega, beautiful place on Walnut Street. And he came on the show. We were talking about the mayor's lockdown and all that. And he opened up. That was a long time guy, but he opened up in January. 2 months later, he was shut down and put his whole life savings into it.
Right.
And I just can't even imagine what he's going through. And I said to him and everybody else, first of all, I think there should be relief for these people.
Well, I think what's, you know, the sad part about it is that there is money apparently available just sitting in the state coffers, but I think the plan is to use it to balance the state's budget, because the state has lost so much money as a result of you know, the virus. But you know, it's time to use some of that money and help out, you know, these folks. You know, worry about the state budget later on, because you know, if you don't help out the restaurants and the bar owners, then you know, you're losing your tax base. If those people go under, you know, you can expect less taxes.
Let's think about this for a second, okay? You got your cost of goods sold. So a lot of these are restaurants. So that your big item is your food. That's a massive cost. Okay, that's a major cost. Then, so there's.
When you say major cost, you're talking about major cost for the
cost of goods sold. So it's a major cost for the operator. So
right.
You know, that costs a lot of money. Plus you got your sales tax on top of that. Now you got your soda tax, your sugar tax. This is in Philly. And then you got your liquor tax. Now, a business owner, if you get if you put 20% tax on top, I mean 20% profit on, it's pretty darn good. I mean, not pretty darn good, but it's a solid return. Okay, but you start taking, you add 10% for the liquor tax. Is that 10%? Yeah, 10% for the sugar tax, and I think. I forget what the liquor tax is, but it's in the same ballpark. So now you've got 10% right off the top,
right.
and so your half your profit's gone. Is it, you know? I mean, I don't know how.
Yeah, my brother even under normal circumstances.
Yeah, my brother and my partners would do the finances, but I can tell you this: you're just making a living, and that's all you can hope to do. In many times in those businesses.
And most of my friends that own bars and restaurants, they have limited menus now. They cut their menus down.
Oh, yeah.
They cut everything down to cut costs.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sure. You're only, you know. So at the end, you have your you can see what you're selling, and that's what you're going to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult to carry those big ticket items, you know, under the
circumstances. Oh yeah, I mean, if that's what you're selling most of, you might do it, but at the same time, it's a tragic situation that in many cases. Is so painful, and for me, and so we also had an employee call in to our, you know, of one of the businesses, right? And so they have a big petition going on, and you know, they're getting lost a little in the shuffle because they don't have the access to the media or anything like that. But this woman was amazing, and talked about how, you know, how this is impacting, you know, individuals, young people who are, you know, but people with families. I mean, imagine. So at one point in time, my wife was in the, you know, hair business, which is getting demolished also.
Yes.
And I was in the nightclub business. Could you imagine if that was the case? Could you imagine that? And
yeah, that was your family's sole source of income.
It was. And for 20 years, like, so I can honestly say that my heart bleeds for those individuals. And you talk about COVID in on party lines, like, you know, you have Republicans, a lot of them who think it's a big, I'm not going to say a joke, but a big political thing.
Yeah.
And then Democrats.
They're more harmful than the flu.
Right. Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's
number, you know, and so, you have, and then you have, you know, the you could break it down politically, you know, so much. And I got to hand it to certain parts of the media. They've done an amazing job wrapping everything up, putting it together in a bow, and saying, you know, this is where communism and socialism start. And then you got the governors going, oh, you can't, you're not allowed out.
Right.
And now all of a sudden. And in a way,
just feeds into that whole.
It feeds into the whole
argument.
Thing. It's a whole other ball of wax. And then you got. And I don't know if anybody has heard. Do you know who Sidney Powell is?
I don't.
Okay, that's because you're a Democrat. You know who Sidney Powell is? Same thing. Okay, Sidney Powell was one of Trump's attorneys. And you have Sidney Powell, obviously Giuliani, and the other attorney they got, talking about all the lawsuits that are going on in the cities that are getting dismissed are lawsuits that they expect to get dismissed. And this is not what I'm saying to you. I saw it. I think I was in Newsmax or something like that. So they're saying that come Wednesday, tomorrow, or Friday, something's gonna. That, and she was on with Giuliani. She's one of she got the Trump campaign disavowed her you know, working with her just
right.
Yesterday. Okay, and so you kind of laugh and say, well, if the Trump campaign disavows, you got a problem.
Yeah.
But the woman is one of the most together human beings I've ever seen. She's not messing around. However, and what she's been saying is it's biblical what's going to hit the fan tomorrow or Friday. Now, here's the thing. If she's wrong, and of course we hope she's wrong, why do you think a lot of these people on the other side are getting, you know, are you know, holding on every breath? Because that's what they're being fed.
Sure.
You understand? In other words, that
I think the goal or the setup is they expected these dismissals.
Yeah, right.
And the faster these cases are dismissed,
sooner
the quicker it is they get to
Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, yeah.
Well, she's saying that it, you know, and so my point is, I said to my brother, you know what's going on here? Because a lot of people, only the right-wing media is picking that up. And so you got millions of people watching this, you know, talking about election fraud that's unprecedented, all these things. And if this thing, you know, if this is just a smokescreen, which I hope it is, but I mean, there's somebody out there saying this stuff that is misleading millions and millions of Americans. It's no wonder why our country is in the situation we're in right now.
Listen, I'm not sure if it was necessarily fraud. I'm not sure it rises to the level of election fraud, but you know, there were a lot of problems.
It was a cluster,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't the Georgia governor just said that you know, there were a lot of ballots that were improperly thrown out because, you know, they didn't have this or they didn't have that.
Well, I mean, it was a setup for failure and a disaster. An scapegoat from day one. There was no chance here.
Yeah.
Whoever lost was going to be able to say they miscounted the votes. Now,
right.
I had Lisa Dealey on my program. She said, several times,
uh-huh.
and no more severe. And I can honestly say this. So Lisa Marie Dealey is the city controller, city commissioner's office. She's the chairperson of the committee. There's three of them. I've had Omar Sabir on, who's a great friend, and Alicia Dio as well. Now they're it's a nonpartisan committee, but I had her on twice before the election, and then once last week afterwards. Yeah, last weekend. And I can tell you this. We had her calling in. I've known Lisa for a while. She wasn't even sweating. Like, this is talking about how, you know, happy she was with the way things went. And she doesn't seem like a sociopathic narcissist. So my point is, if I'm a little nervous, you're going to be able to tell I'm a little nervous. It was, right. She was 100% cool as a cucumber. And I thought to myself, you know, she was free. She couldn't have been more open or whatever, and excited about how well they did. So my thing is, the divide in this country is coming because you got two different messages coming from the media, and one's the right-wing media, and the other was the mainstream media. And I think that there has to be, you know, in order for us to all come together, okay, there's got to be a message that's...
Listen, there's got to be a resolution, because you don't want this to, tarnish our election process going forward.
Oh, my God, absolutely. And you know...
And it trickles down, it trickles down from the presidential election other elections.
There's no question. I blame the entire thing on Tony Shore, flat out. That son of a gun. How'd you do it, Tony? I want to know.
Top secret.
Just kidding, people. Having a little bit of fun. We're going to have more from the Pain and Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks, sponsored by Tony Shuler and Pinnacle Medical Plus, after the break.
Suffering a work injury or any type of personal injury can be a painful and traumatic experience. What can make it even more difficult for a patient is trying to navigate and find the quality medical care they need for their particular injury. Healthmark Enterprises is a full-service medical coordination and marketing company started in 1994 by CEO Robin Lewison that takes all the worry and complications out of treatment for a work or personal injury. From coordinating full-service medical treatment with a top medical professionals, providers, and specialists to overseeing patient compliance and providing one-on-one personalized communications with clients. From coordinating full-service medical treatment with the top medical professionals, providers, and specialists to overseeing patient compliance and providing one-on-one personalized communications with clients, Healthmark Enterprises handles the entire treatment process for injured workers and those suffering personal injuries so they can just concentrate on getting better. Healthmark Enterprises believes that being injured should not limit one's access to great medical care. Now, more than ever, an injured person needs an advocate on their side. Contact Healthmark Enterprises at 215-563-1315. That's 215-563-1315. Healthmark Enterprises. Pinnacle Medical Plus is a full-service urine toxicology and durable medical equipment company serving patients throughout the continental United States. With over 25 years of industry experience, the professionals at Pinnacle Medical Plus provide high-quality services and products combined with excellent service at a reasonable price. On the urine toxicology side, Pinnacle is a trusted partner that provides the most up-to-date therapeutic drug monitoring technology. On the DME side, Pinnacle offers an extensive list of premium products along with priority delivery services. At Pinnacle Medical Plus, their number one goal is making sure their customers and patients receive the quality care and services they deserve. Contact Pinnacle Medical Plus for all of your urine toxicology and durable medical equipment needs at 888-396-8644 or online at www.pinnaclemedicalplus.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
They just told us right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, Matching Donors.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. You know, before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse of the book, but I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. Please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pain and Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks and Tony Shuler, who's not only our sponsor, but our on-air guest right now.
We're changing the format of the show. It's all about politics.
It's all about politics. Oh, it's called the Pain and Wellness Hour. And if you haven't been under a rock on a desert island for the last 4 years, you could say that it's been a lot of pain, not much wellness.
No.
But no question,
I think that Biden's finally able to, you know, move forward and get settled and transition into the role. It was extremely dangerous for us to have this delay.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And It's America needs some peace, but I never seen anything. I think that the split in where people are getting their news and information is causing a disaster, man.
It is,
and it's
really, you know, polarizing the country. I mean, you turn on CNN, you've got the one side of the story. You turn on Fox News, you got the other side of the story.
And people do not go back and forth. They're very loyal to those channels.
They are.
Oh, I know some of them. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable.
Let me guess, you live with one?
No comment. Got no comment. I'm going to show you guys something. This will be something that, and I'm announcing, I just want to show this to the fellas. Oh, there you go. You see this? My allowance went up this week, okay? Now look at this.
For the listeners, he pulled out a couple of dollar bills.
And
one and five.
I got a five here, okay? She's never going to see it. She'll never get her hands on my money, especially since I'm in double digits here. So, but I can, and it's a dangerous thing to have this media situation as it is. But also when COVID-19 itself is a political football. It's a, you know, you're sure. talking, you know, and you got lives, you know, businesses being shut down mm-hmm. at the word of a governor and at the word of a mayor, who in many cases may have people's best interests at heart. But I don't think, what do you think about that, Sonny? In other words, I know they may have, but what kind of messages, especially since we're in such a polarized political situation?
Listen, I think the mayor is doing what he feels he needs to do, what needs to be done to protect, you know, people in the city. Do I necessarily like it? No. Can you actually do both, protect the citizens of Philadelphia and also help out the restaurants and bars with, you know, some additional funds? I think you can. Again, I don't understand why we've got, you know, in excess of $1 billion just sitting in the state coffers, and it isn't being used to bail these folks out.
Yeah, well, and the lives that are being impacted, it's as sad as it gets, and I just our
because,
thoughts.
Because, you know, with you being in that industry, you know, once you fail and get out, it's tough to get back in.
It's, it's funny you mention that. Okay. Because I'll tell you about the greatest failure in my life. It's a fact. It was unbelievable. To this day, it was. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I wouldn't want to relive it, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. And that is, we had our first nightclub downtown. It could not have been more successful. It's called Emerald City. It was a monster, okay? And
dance club.
It was a dance club. It's like a private dance club, but it was, it could not have gone better. And we seeked financing. We were able to pay it off, all those things. So I got, you know, and that business model's coming to an end. And I decide, my wife says something to me, and she says, listen, I'll never forget. I'm coming upstairs. She says, you know, Hugh Hefner is they're expanding the Playboy clubs. And so I said, oh, that's interesting because I have to do something with this. With this nightclub, you know, this club theme. So we looked into it. Then we looked into Penthouse also, okay? Well, Playboy owned all their clubs, but Penthouse was giving out licensing agreements. We had the first non-gentleman's club model in the country. Hmm. I did the entire deal myself, everything. We seeked finance and everything. But we were normally an after-hours business model, and I can tell you that we were really good at what we did, but we didn't know heck about a lot about dining. We did mostly catering before. I knew we failed the night after. The grand opening was amazing, but I knew something was wrong the whole time. It was as devastating as the day is long. We didn't see it coming, but I knew we were, you know, and it was as devastating. I remember thinking this is going to be my legacy, and I'm not joking. We had just financed a lot of stuff, and I'm like, we're not going to be able to pay any. So it took us about a month to realize it. And we end up getting unbelievably lucky in pro football player by the name of Raheem Brock, who's a good friend. I've had Raheem do some shows here. He called me. I didn't know him at the time, but he wanted to do his birthday party. My answer was absolutely not. This is not a club. It's a dime. Well, we were getting a little bit, you know, in trouble with money, and I said, "We'll do it. We'll do it together. We got to come." It was the most incredible party and event I've ever had. It was unbelievable. Changed the city of Philadelphia. Wow. Right away, I saw the forest through the trees. We had to drop the Penthouse licensing agreement, and we went and we opened up another business model. It was amazing. And we worked our way out of it. But the pain and devastation I had from the Penthouse Club was so unbelievable. I think about the people out there right now. And when you put everything you got, you remortgage, you do everything. And I remember the day we paid the last guy off. What the heck was his name? He owns a magazine. It was 2 to 3 years later. And we called him to lunch. by that time, the burn from everything, he was pretty cool. We came in and we hit him with the check, and he said, "What's this?" I said, "That's what we owe you." And he goes, "You got to be kidding me." I'm like, "Yeah, we did it. We got out." It was like 2 years later. Got out of the debt. And my point is, it was incredibly gratifying. I learned how to be a club owner. I had good people at McFadden's and teach me.
It's not a cheap industry. You need lots and lots of money.
Yeah, and you got it. And there's a lot of prepping. So in other words, now, I'm grateful to have an education now, and I love the industry, and it breaks my heart when I see somebody who's not doing well, even if there is no pandemic. But now that there's a pandemic, I sit there, my heart bleeds for everybody, and now Thanksgiving, and now they can't sell alcohol. You know, you just gotta, you know, my God, you know, this is a torturous thing. And I wonder how we're all wearing masks, we're all social distancing, we're doing those things. I wonder how it's spreading so much. It's just, you know what I mean? I mean, I know we're doing...
Quite frankly, I think it has a lot to do with the weather. I think, we're inside more. And that forces people to be closer together. And I think that has contributed a lot to the spread of the virus.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. And now you have some states where, like the governor in Oregon is telling people, you can't come out. You know, we're going to arrest you. I mean, I saw it. You know, they want the reporter asked the lady, "Do you want? Are you saying you want people to call the police?" And she, you could see she didn't want to say it, but the reporter just came right out. And she said, "I guess, yeah." You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So if it's me.
What's interesting, because I heard on the way over here today that 4 million people have decided to fly for the holidays. I would certainly not be one of those folks.
Oh, yeah.
With the spread of the virus, getting on a plane, being in that confined space, and not being able to control it, I just don't know why people would want to take that risk.
I flew twice over quarantine because I had to. For business, but it wasn't fun.
Yeah,
got to be nervous. You know, I just thinking about it is, and then you got the holidays, and there are going to be families together. I got friends I know that are not going. I got family that are not going to distant families because they know that some of them are Republicans and they're not going to wear masks. I mean, that's a fact.
Wow.
I mean, because they're Republicans, but because they've already stated that it's a bunch of crap. And sure. I mean, and for Americans to have to be in that situation, you see how polarized it is, right? I mean, these people are not stupid. Like, these are intelligent people. And when you see, it's not like somebody who's never been educated. We got professionals, and somebody who's well-to-do people who are thinking that way. And here's my thought process: better safe than sorry, man.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Sonny before you got here that the first time in 49 years won't be with my family on Thanksgiving.
It's incredible.
I never thought I would say that or see that.
What are you just gonna be? Are you just hanging out?
I'll be with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And it's a mask. I mean, there are so many different...
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just taking a count here. It'll be me, you, and your girlfriend.
Yes.
And who else?
Put your order in.
Because my wife is going to throw me out.
Just call me up,
Just
John.
Put the key onto the mat.
Yeah, I will.
Hello, I know you're in there, Tony.
There are so many different varieties of masks. I mean, you can you don't have to wear a surgical one if you want to be a little more... cooler or hip, you know. You can. I have a gator. You're wearing a gator, Joe. I mean, there are plenty of different masks that.
I used to wear this before the pandemic. Funny,
you know, that folks can use.
Late night,
sticking people up.
No comment. You know, I tell you why I would be, and I'm being obviously having a little fun, but I would be bad at that. You know why? Because I've worn this mask several times in random places, and people are like, "Yo, Joe." I'm like, okay.
You recognize even
it's
with
not
the mask.
Gonna work. Just in case things get tough. No question about that.
Yeah, I just don't know why the mask has been so politicized. I mean, I really don't. It's
Just go to a restaurant and you can see it.
Baffling.
Well, you're not watching, you know, conservative radio or TV. That's why.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean,
I guess not.
You know, it's and it's a shame because in many cases, assuming they're wrong, people could die.
Right.
And it's not a joke. It's, you know, it's not a joke. And oh boy, let me see what we got here. I think I might have. Okay. So having said that, I just wanted to make sure my wife wasn't listening. I got a text from her. So we're going into a new era, you know, and, you know, we have just come out of 4 years worth of insanity.
Yeah, but I guess the question is, are we going to be able to get things done? You know, we've got one party leading the country, and you've got another party that's essentially controlling Congress, or, you know, in a position that they can prevent Biden from doing most of the things that he wants to do, that he wants to accomplish.
Well,
so I wish him luck.
What do you think, Tom?
I was just going to say, I agree with Sonny. It's just, you have to wonder when we come through this, what's it going to look like on the other side? You know, some of the businesses in your town are probably not going to be open. Some of the restaurants or smaller bars and things like that probably won't be open. It's going to be different.
Yeah, and never will.
Movie theaters closed permanently by me. They can't stay open. I just wonder what it's going to look like when we get through.
That's a good question. That's a good question. And it's very, you know, but you gotta think that as Americans we're resilient, and if Joe Biden can rally us and somehow bring us together. I never thought.
I don't see how it's possible, though. I mean,
we're
so polarized.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the days when
they think
you had a hard-fought presidential election. And then after it was all over, you know,
they get the call and
people work together.
Right.
Well,
you don't have that any longer.
Oh, you don't have that any longer. And, you know, but there is a side here that thinks this was all rigged. Just don't kid yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where that's where you have the problem.
Sure, sure.
I mean, and you know, it's a sad thing for me. It's a sad thing.
And, you know, some of it's our fault. I mean, we should have, probably supported Trump more. I mean, maybe he wasn't the ideal candidate, but he still was the president.
You know who I blame for this? Shirley Friedman.
Why not? She's not here.
She's not here. Shirley, you got a lot of
a lot of explaining to do.
We're just kidding. We know there's probably been some complications.
Sure.
Having said that, well, that's just politics in Washington, man. I mean, you saw what happened
today,
with Obama.
I don't think that's the way it used to be.
Well, but nominee, nine months, and they held it up.
Couldn't get anything done.
And that's the point. By the way, why can't you say that? Like, why can't you sit there and say, well, yeah, no, we didn't get our agenda done. Why? Because we got, you know, because the Senate wasn't ours and they held us up without a gun for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You can't say that? Are the American people a bunch of idiots? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, yeah, we could see it. We know that you couldn't get, you know, a dog catcher's bill by.
Sure. I mean, I forget exactly how many federal judicial appointments that Trump had to make.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he got into office, because Obama couldn't do it. I mean, that's how bad it was.
And so you wonder why we're so polarized. No question about it. Let's talk about, you know, what's coming. When you look at this and with the social issues in America, because I for a while there I was sitting there talking on the air and I'd say, you know, we haven't done anything yet. We haven't gotten anything done. We've had a lot of marches and we've had a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that was really just waiting till the election.
Yeah. And there's been some good ideas bounced around, like medicine for all and things like that. But then you think to yourself, well, how are you going to pay for these things?
No question. I mean, that's where you got other people, you know, on the right saying, well, oh, it's going to be socialism and we're all going to go down the tubes and next, you know, and so. And then they're talking about paying off college tuitions,
right.
And that's another thing where, you know, how you're going to pay for them. I'm one of those guys. I'm right in the middle. So I think everything, you know, if it's too far right, what I love about the two-party system is there's a checks and balances. Sure. I don't ever want to see the Republicans go too far. I mean, you know, be totally, you know, left limp, because they it's a checks and balances. Same with the Democrats. I don't want us going anywhere. Why? Because it makes, you know, otherwise the Waltons will be running, you know, you know what I mean? Even more than they already are. And so you need that checks. What I don't like about the two-party system is there's so many special interests on both sides.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And I just think that aisle between them has gotten so big mm-hmm. during this that you wonder, how's it going to be fixed? And in out in public, the divide is huge.
You know, you've been sponsoring the show for 6 weeks. Now you're taking it over. Well, we might as well hang it up, Sonny. Yeah, it was nice to have you. By the way, there's probably going to be two different guys in our seats next week. I hope we really think this is funny.
Yeah, Tony will fix that.
That's right.
I even told you I wasn't talking today. So.
He did. Toby wasn't talking. Huh?
Well, that's why we're currently in the position that we're in without a second stimulus package, because we've got one party controlling Congress and, you know, nothing can get done.
My brother said something last night.
They're not working together.
Exactly. This is a big one. People voting against their own interests.
Yeah.
You know that Trump, and I'm not sure a lot of people know this, but he put Social Security disability he put in a bill recently that is going to potentially end Social Security and Social Security disability. Wow. It was not a bill. It's an executive order. He did it. Incredible. So my point is, now of course, Biden's going to wipe that off the face of the earth when he comes in. But,
I mean, what's the thought process behind that?
Probably it's pro-business, so that he doesn't want to have to pay the FICA anymore. And so he's trying to breathe business air back into businesses, so now they just don't have to pay it.
So the alternative is to have our seniors and our disabled go without anything and turn to welfare?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's not going to work.
No. And so, but people don't know the issues, you know, their own issues. Voting against, I've jumped up and down till the end of the, you know, time about it. But it's amazing. I have people around me that are so far left, and then, you know, it's my buddy Joe DeLuca. I just want everybody to know it, okay? You're out there. You just texted me. And then so far right, can't go there. But my point is, and it's just your value system. Joe is very socially conscious. He, you know what I mean? And then the other person, I can't, you know, very, just very, you know, cares about what he cares about. But my point is, they're passionate about their issues, and I'm trying to bring them to the center, and it's a difficult situation. Like you said, Tone, it's breaking up families. It's breaking up, you know, I mean, it's never.
Yeah, nobody's willing to give and to meet in the middle.
Right. And now they're closing Delilah's Den. That's a tragedy of epic proportions.
What has it come to?
It has, exactly. But not
where are we going to go?
So let's do this. Let's go take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll be back with more of the Pain in Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks after the break.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Pinnacle Medical Plus is a full-service urine toxicology and durable medical equipment company serving patients throughout the continental United States. With over 25 years of industry experience, the professionals at Pinnacle Medical Plus provide high-quality services and products combined with excellent service at a reasonable price. On the urine toxicology side, Pinnacle is a trusted partner that provides the most up-to-date therapeutic drug monitoring technology. On the DME side, Pinnacle offers an extensive list of premium products along with priority delivery services. At Pinnacle Medical Plus, their number one goal is making sure their customers and patients receive the quality care and services they deserve. Contact Pinnacle Medical Plus for all of your urine toxicology and durable medical equipment needs at 888-396-8644 or online at www.pinnaclemedicalplus.com. Suffering a work injury or any type of personal injury can be a painful and traumatic experience. What can make it even more difficult for a patient is trying to navigate and find the quality medical care they need for their particular injury. Healthmark Enterprises is a full-service medical coordination and marketing company started in 1994 by CEO Robin Lewison that takes all the worry and complications out of treatment for a work or personal injury. From coordinating full-service medical treatment with a top medical professionals, providers, and specialists to overseeing patient compliance and providing one-on-one personalized communications with clients. From coordinating full-service medical treatment with the top medical professionals, providers, and specialists to overseeing patient compliance and providing one-on-one personalized communications with clients, Healthmark Enterprises handles the entire treatment process for injured workers and those suffering personal injuries so they can just concentrate on getting better. Healthmark Enterprises believes that being injured should not limit one's access to great medical care. Now, more than ever, an injured person needs an advocate on their side. Contact Healthmark Enterprises at 215-563-1315. That's 215-563-1315. Healthmark Enterprises.
Alright, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
Alright everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook!
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions, I slept good, I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
All right, welcome back to the Pain and Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks, sponsored by Pinnacle Medical Plus and Tony Shore. I'm your co-host, Joe Dougherty. We have a great show going on. We're tell you, first of all, I want to, and I know on behalf of Sonny, I know you and Tony, you want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, it's not going to be the same this year. Obviously, it's going to be like any other, not like no other Thanksgiving. That probably most of us have ever experienced.
But we all deserve the time away, the vacation from all of this.
What's interesting...
Even if just for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right.
And The one thing, that is interesting, and if you take the stress out of the equation, we are getting time to spend with our families a lot. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, you know, and so we're going to be with our immediate families in a lot of ways. I know, Tony, the big family get together is not going to happen this year.
Right.
But if we can get a perspective to turn it, you know what I mean, inward and be able to appreciate the things we have.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm smiling because on a previous show, we talked about the increase in the divorce rate. Because
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, you know, I'm doing that campaign right now, right?
Right. I guess you get, you know, the good with the bad.
Right. But there's no doubt about it. And I'm one of those guys that, and I know just like you guys are, but I mean, when I said I do, I meant it. Mm-hmm. I was 20 years old, 21 years old at the time. There's no, like, to me, that's, and it's painful to see what's going on in this world. And I wish everybody around me could get put their head out of, you know, drowning from what's going on in our, and appreciate at least the things we have.
Right, but be smart enough to get out of a relationship that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Before, you know, deciding to become violent and, just do things that you really shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, that's already too late for us. My wife has kicked the crap out of me at least 10 times. I used to run a 4.740. Now I'm running a 4.5. Yeah, you're right. There's no doubt about it. People are just drowning in it. On, they got their phone. They got TikTok on. They got
sure.
They got, you know, whatever news situation's happening.
Yeah, there's no separation.
There's no separation, and so
24/7.
Yeah,
it's everywhere you look.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So it's going to be a more intimate Thanksgiving for you, Tone.
Yes.
How about that? Well, there's some benefits. There's some benefits to that. It's going to be quieter.
Settle down, Joe.
Yes, I know.
How about you, Sonny?
I'm not sure if mine's going to be that intimate, but
yeah, got the kids. I mean, we're, you know, I'm letting the wife decide. I'll let you know.
The boys are home, so that's nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Our plan was to go to Nantucket, but we kind of changed things up because of the circumstances.
And then, no doubt. And then I'll take your time in Nantucket, and I want to appreciate that. It's so great. We have such a great relationship on this show.
See, we share. We know how to do it.
Right, I'm going to Tony's for dinner in Nantucket.
And then heading to Nantucket right. At night.
Not because I want to, because my wife won't talk to me. It's just So we got a couple minutes left on the broadcast. A little shout out to Shirley Friedman. You know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we do hope that everybody can find it in their heart to. You're right. There's so many families and friendships that are, you know, and if there's, I'm a little bit. It's easier for me because I'm more of a moderate kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
and I have faith enough in America to make, you know, to say, I know we got to be able to come through this, and I know we have to, well, you know, we have to go there. On the work comp front, Sonny. How has this impacted the second wave? How has it impacted the industry?
Well, I mean, folks that had the opportunity to return to work are now facing another shutdown or significant changes to their ability to work. So that's caused problems, caused issues. Because unfortunately, I can't get people wage replacement benefits tomorrow or the next day. I mean, it takes months and sometimes years to get a decision and put money in my clients' pockets.
And the medical situations now, I mean, you know, now you have people who are who might have just been going to live treatment back, you know, just getting themselves back together.
Sure. They're back doing the telemedicine thing, which doesn't make them happy. You know, they want to see their doctor. And they want to actually treat. They don't want to treat themselves. I mean, you can only do so much through telemedicine. You can't do physical therapy. You can't get injections and things of that nature.
Tony, your business is tox screening, mm-hmm. and has a lot to do with obviously mm-hmm. addiction and all. Got to be a difficult time out there now. If anybody's had issues with addiction, the stress level's got to be through the roof, man.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a difficult time for everybody, and those vulnerable patients, it's even harder.
Yeah,
them.
No question about it. You know, how do you confront a situation, Sonny, when somebody says, I can't go anywhere near people? I'm, you know, because I know my father, you know, he had it and he was asymptomatic, but he's almost 80 years old. Well, and if he gets it, it's over.
I mean, you have people seeking out other avenues. So if they really can't treat with their physician and get the medication that they need through their physician, they're going to, you know, get it from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where things go bad.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. What do we got, Brett? 2 minutes. Tony, your contact information, anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Best way, just call my cell phone, 484-597-6254.
All right, Tony, Sonny Banks, boss.
Banks Law, 215-561-1000. Web address, www.bankslaw.com. And Joe, I want to thank you for your appearance today. You've been a great guest.
Thank you, Sonny. Little shout outs to, if you will, you know, anything you want to say to the listeners, both you and Tony.
Yeah, I just want to wish all the listeners a very happy Thanksgiving, and please take time to enjoy yourself and your family.
Tony, I would agree. Happy Thanksgiving. Take time for yourself and your family.
And I got a shout out, a little you know, special intention for my brother-in-law, Jim Davies, who's going through it right now. You know, everything will work out. Having said that, gentlemen, it's been, you know, a lot of fun today, a little unexpected, a little impromptu, but Sonny Banks, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving with you and your family.
Ditto, Joe.
Love your show. It's my favorite part of the week. Tony Shuler, thanks for making it happen.
No problem.
You know, we got
my pleasure.
Appreciate it, Tony.
We're all having a lot of fun, and I'll see you at Thanksgiving, and I'll make sure I put the key under the mat, Sonny.
All right.
I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to the Pain and Wellness Hour with Sonny Banks. Shout out to my man, Brett. Happy birthday yesterday. And I want to thank everybody for listening.
So now Brett can drink?
What's that? Brett, finally, he's finally old enough. Thank everybody for tuning into the Pain and Wellness Hour. I'm your co-host for Sonny Banks. I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening.